Today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, and the idea of epiphany has often been mistaken now as like this eureka moment, like I've had an epiphany. But really, the epiphany is the showing forth of God in one's life, and in this case, in the lives of the Magi, representing all of us who come to the Christ child at this time of year. I was thinking about this just last night. You know, I did work camp for the first time about almost 10 years ago, and I was a second-year seminarian out at St. James in Falls Church. So I went out with my group, and then during the day you go out with a crew of random teenagers and another chaperone and a contractor, and you work on rebuilding homes in the area. And so I was out there with these five teenagers, and we all hit it off really well, both the chaperones, the teenagers, the contractor. It was a really good group. And then after I left that and went back to the seminary, after work camp was over, one of the girls, who was a rising senior at O'Connell High School, did a great job of continuing to keep in touch. So she would just send off a letter every once in a while, no matter whether I was in Philadelphia for a couple years or when I was over in Rome, and I would hear about how she was doing, what was going on in her life, things she wanted me to pray for. And so she stayed in touch all of those years. And then when I came back to the U.S., she was dating a wonderful guy who was working on his doctorate in theology. Good guy. So she wanted me to meet him, so they came out to Our Lady of Hope, went to the 12:15 Mass, and we had lunch afterwards. That was actually the first time I had seen her since we had done work camp. So it was great to catch up and to meet this wonderful guy she was dating, who's now, as of yesterday, her husband. So I was able to go to the wedding, to be present as a concelebrant, to chant the gospel, and then we had a great reception. On the way back from the reception, I began to think about the epiphany that I was preaching on the next day, and the way, really, this was sort of an epiphany in my life. Because it was interesting when I came to this parish that I was asked to do youth ministry when I had done no youth ministry in my life, including I'd never really gone to youth group as a teenager. And so I got involved in it, and I thought back to that time in work camp. The fact that I was able to engage those teenagers, and at least one of them even stayed in touch with me afterwards, gave me the confidence that I could do this, that I could sort of do the ministry I was being asked to do. It was an epiphanic moment, because I saw the work of God in my life and how He was calling me to take one step further, to go do something that was uncomfortable, but to really engage it the way I did work camp that decade ago. And it was helpful. And that's what we have to do. We have to find where God is showing Himself in our lives and then respond to it. And sometimes we don't see it. I only really saw that very recently in my own life. But we each have those moments. So for some folks, I know talking to parents, it's sometimes before they wake up their child to get ready for school in the morning because they see them sleeping there and they realize in that moment that this child came from the love of two people as a gift from God, which is an incredible thing to consider. Then the parents often say they have to actually wake up the child, and then the epiphanic moment sort of dissipates as they get everything ready. But still, you have that moment where you can experience sort of the grace of God in your life. Or to the person that, after a long time away from the sacraments, goes to confession and is forgiven of all of their sins. That can be an epiphanic moment, that epiphany of what really is the mercy of God, that limitless sea of mercy that comes into their lives. And then we have to ask ourselves how we respond. So the wise men didn't see Christ, they saw a sign of Christ, which is what these epiphanies are. But it brought them directly to Christ, and to the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, who also point to Christ. Everything comes back to Him. And it led to that moment of adoration there beside the Christ child. But that was not the end of the story. You can't just sit there with the nice scene and be there in adoration. It then spurs us to action, to change our lives, to change who we are. Because the wise men, when they finished their adoration, it says that they avoided Herod and went back home a different way. In other words, Herod is that symbol of sin, that old life, the worldly power, the one who comes to destroy like the devil. And so they don't go back to Herod. they go back a different way. And as Pope Benedict so beautifully states in his series, Jesus of Nazareth, he says that, of course, they went back another way, because you can never have a true encounter with Christ without changing your life, without going back another way. So that means that it's calling us to the hard things that we have to do, bringing Christ into our lives more fully, picking out those areas where we fall time and again into sin, and finding ways to use this epiphany to overcome that. Or perhaps a way that we avoid God. Maybe praying with our family seems very difficult, and we're called, though, to have that heroic virtue of actually doing the hard thing that it takes to gather the family and pray together. Maybe we've been away from confession for a long time, and that we have to get over that fear of bringing our sins to God. Whatever it is, we have to spend that time in adoration with the Christ child, asking ourselves, where is the issue, the sin, the hesitancy, or the fear that's keeping me from doing the will of God? And then, as we continue to ask God, what is it that you need me to do, to listen? Because prayer is not a one-way conversation. It has to be more listening than speaking. And when we find in our heart that thing that we've been fearing, or that we've been falling into sin with, or that we've been avoiding, or that we've been inconvenienced by, that we need to do, then we do it. Sometimes it's something simple, sometimes it's very hard. But in our meditation, we have to identify it, and then we have to do it. And if we not only encounter the Christ child through these epiphanies the way the Magi did, but actually change our lives, doing the hard things that the Christ child is calling us to do, the heroic virtue that the Christ child calls us to, then we change our lives. And one by one, we change the world.